Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good afternoon. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Haven't got a chance to talk to him this week because he came back from SHOT Show with some souvenirs. But joining us now from the Truth About Guns is Editor-in-Chief Dan Zimmerman. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you? I was trying to come back from SHOT Show with souvenirs. You know, a patch or two, maybe a hat, or sometimes a bit of gear that or other kind of swag that people are handing out. You know, that's always fun.
Except you came back with one that's still, that's you didn't see, but you carried it with you anyway. And you know what? Here's the thing that interests me about SHOT Show. I'd love to know if there's any way, I mean, did you ever get the SHOT Show crud prior to coronavirus?
I never did. People who traveled with me did. But I was always lucky and never got sick after SHOT Show until this year. But I never did, but I know it was a thing because I know people who had it. And, you know, it's just a regular part of rubbing elbows with 60,000 people for a week. You're going to run into whatever cold, flu, virus, whatever is running around.
Right.
And sure enough, I did too. So I was one of the people who brought COVID back with me from Las Vegas, and I understand that a number of other people did as well.
Yeah, I have heard that. I have the range of friends like those. Have you ever seen the guys that like to go? Where's the IV station at SHOT Show for the partiers? You know, that gets the B12 and the lactated ringers and all that other stuff to where they can rehydrate and everything and function again.
I don't know. I tend to rehydrate with water. I don't like needles. But I'm sure that if you look, you can.
You know what I'm talking about, though. You've seen the pictures, right? I've seen the partiers out there. They're like hungover.
Yeah,
and I got the drip.
Hardcore, yeah. Going straight to the van.
Got the drip. Anyway, let's kick off, if we shall. 2021, despite the 10% drop, 30% of all gun buyers in 2021 were new.
Yeah, so just more good news. I mean, obviously the 2021 wasn't quite as big a year as 2020. I don't think anybody expected it to be, but it was still a historic year, second biggest gun sales year on record. And the NSSF is out with their survey of gun retailers, and they estimate that 5.4 million new gun owners came out of 2021 with their first firearm, sometimes more than one.
Yeah, I would imagine some of the cool boys, they'd be like looking at what all the tactical fun boys run, so they'd probably want to buy an AR-15 and some sidearm.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people had that idea. Or maybe a sidearm to carry or a shotgun for home defense. It never depends on what their philosophy is.
Right.
I think the infographic that the NSSF included along with their press release on detailing all this information estimated, I think it was 1.6 new firearms per person was the average purchased. Among first time gun buyers bought on average 1.6 firearms per person. So a little more than half of them bought at least two guns.
I can never keep up with my purchases from year to year because every quarter I have an unfortunate kayaking accident.
Yeah, it's terrible that that kind of thing happens. the ACF was there as well. I didn't get a chance to stop by their booth. I had intended to, but I was so busy with scheduled meetings. I wanted to find out what they were selling, what they were representing as they were there.
Who was this?
The ATF.
Oh, they were there. Oh,
they were there. Yeah.
Okay, that would be interesting to see you getting in there, getting to ask them questions.
Unfortunately, as I said, I didn't get a chance, but I know that acting ATF head Marvin Richardson did sit down with someone from the NSSF, and that was videoed, and we'll have a post on that up here probably in the morning.
I would have loved to. I would love to interview anybody from the ATF because I want to go, listen, about this whole pistol configuration now, short barrel rifle thing. Do you guys understand the whole concept of the uphill, of the upstream swim? Because I'm dying to hear what the strategy is going to be to say, well, all these years that we've allowed these to exist as pistol configurations, and this being a stabilizing brace, that's no longer the case.
Yeah, exactly.
I would love to hear the strategy behind that one. An interesting little thing in this little tidbit from the NSSF, which one of the things I've wondered about is I've never seen training really take off like I thought it should, especially with all the new gun owners out there. But apparently this crowd, nearly half of them want to look into signing up for training.
Correct. Yeah, that's another thing. I would recommend your readers check out our post. Because the bottom of it is an interesting infographic, and it says, I think 46.8% of the new gun owners also inquired about getting training while they were there. So that's very,
right.
That's certainly a very positive sign.
Training. I mean, once you start training, I mean, I enjoy training. I don't like going to it initially, but then once I start to enjoy myself when I'm there. So,
yeah, I've never had a bad time. I know a lot of people get intimidated. They're worried they're going to embarrass themselves. They're worried that they're not going to do as well as the people around them. And, you know, I understand that. But, look, gun owners and gun people are almost unfailing. Incredibly, number one, welcoming. Number two, helpful. Number three, they just want to help new people come into the sport, and they'll do all kinds of things to help you do that. And that includes any trainer who's worth his salt. In addition to building your skills, he's going to build your confidence, and he's going to help you get more comfortable with your gear and how to use it effectively and safely. I can't recommend training enough. Not only is it just a good idea generally, but it's a lot of fun. I've been to a lot of courses, and they're always a good time. And you meet good people, too.
Right. So, I see that the Hispanic Americans and Asian Americans and Black Americans, they were all well represented in the new gun buyers. Do you see that? Did you see that at SHOT Show? Are Hispanic Americans buying more businesses? Black Asian Americans more gun businesses? Are we starting to see that come out of that? I don't even pay attention.
To be honest, I don't either. But if you stop and actually look around at the attendees who are there, which I usually don't have time to do. You see people from all walks of life, every color. You hear foreign languages being spoken around you all the time. Even now, we did have people coming over from outside the U.S. to the SHOT Show, both attendees and exhibitors. It was funny because the exhibitors tended to keep their masks on religiously. I'm talking to one of them.
Hang on for me. I was too busy listening to you. We got to go. We're headed into the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. And let's talk about this Ninth Circuit judge, because the Ninth Circus is a sort of a... They're no fun. I have no fun with them. I mean, besides calling them the Ninth Circus, which isn't particularly clever or cool or anything, everybody else does it. Tell me what you found out about this, because this is, the article is Life in the Ninth Circuit. A judge renders his full opinion in a 2A case. And Well, what did we come up with?
Well, this is a quote from an article about a judge, Lawrence Van Dyke, who was part of a three-judge panel who heard a case that was brought before the Ninth, stemming from when the during the beginning of the pandemic, certain cities in California shut down gun stores, and lawsuits were filed by both Firearms Policy, Second Amendment Foundation, and others, saying that was unconstitutional. And the three-judge panel unanimously agreed that they could not limit Second Amendment rights during a pandemic. So Judge Van Dyke wrote his opinion accordingly. And then he basically stuck a thumb in the eye of the Ninth Circuit as a whole, because he knew what was then going to happen once the three-judge panel's opinion was handed down. And there would be there would most likely be an appeal for an en banc ruling.
Right.
Meaning a hearing by the Ninth Circuit as a whole, which really isn't all the judges. I think it's 11 judges at that point. But looking back at similar ruling in other cases that where a lower court had ruled one way, but the Ninth Circuit as a whole then ruled on appeal, they would always find a way to uphold the gun control law. And he referred to earlier rulings in both the California waiting period lawsuit and the so-called high capacity magazine limitation lawsuit. So he then wrote a second standby opinion, which could be used in the by the en banc court to rule the way he knew they were going to rule. That was really a satirical opinion, basically poking them in the eye for finding any way they could to rule and support gun control, which the Ninth Circuit has a history of doing. Now, fortunately, the makeup of the Ninth Circuit has changed greatly over the 4 years of the Trump administration. I think he appointed something like at or close to half of the judges now on the Ninth Circuit. So the rulings are better. That's why you get a unanimous three-judge opinion out of panels ruling the way this panel did. But the chances of prevailing in an en banc ruling are still not good.
So with an en banc ruling, right, where they have 11 judges. Now, you made mention that en banc means they have 11?
En banc is supposed to be the whole full court, but as a practical matter, that's not the case. I think that's usually 11 of the something like 15 judges.
Right.
I could be wrong in those, but that's approximately right.
So with them having, my understanding is half of the Ninth Circuit now is considered, quote, conservative.
I think that's about right, yeah.
When they do an in-bank review, and they do it with 11, does somebody pick those 11 so that they always end up that way, or is it some sort of random 52 pickup, or what?
I don't know how those judges are chosen. I don't know if that's at random. I don't know if whoever the senior judge in the Ninth chooses them. Again, I'm not an attorney and not familiar enough with procedure to know that kind of thing, unfortunately.
Right, right. Yeah, you would think if it was a random thing, sooner or later they're going to have one thing that pops up that turns into, oh, no, that's absolutely not allowed, and we fine for the Second Amendment.
Oh, that could very well be. But after Trump and McConnell were so successful in pushing through an awful lot of federal judges over the last 4 years, now, of course, things are going the other way. I assume that Biden and Schumer are trying to tilt things back in the other direction.
Well, I don't know how they're going to do that. They got Breyer to retire, and there's been and I think that's just great to have somebody that's, you know, kept the faith and just say, "Up, oh, you're too old, and we don't want you in here anymore. You're a liability, so quit. We don't want another Ruth Ginsburg here."
Well, that's clearly what this is. But the even more interesting is with the timing of the announcement, because it seemed to take Justice Breyer by surprise. By all accounts, so that the judges generally announce those things near the end of the term, and we aren't there yet. And speculation is that it came out when it did because the news for the administration has been so bad over the last 2 to 3 weeks that even the mainstream media has been noticing. So someone in the White House let slip the Breyer nomination to change the subject.
Well, the joke's on them. Because apparently the only requirement to replace him is that you be black and female.
So, yeah, exactly.
Starting tomorrow, I'm going to become transracial and transgender and then throw my hat in that ring.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm going to do just like the Democrats do and tell the Democrats, oh, yes, I'm completely radical altogether. I can't wait to get in there and do some leftist stuff. Who can we lock up? And then as soon as I get in there, of course, lifetime appointment. Be winking at all the Republicans. Wink, wink. But I'm going to play by their rules. I they don't allow transracial, I guess, like Rachel Dolezal. She found that out. But I'm going to go into that. I think I'm as qualified as Sotomayor and Kagan to be on there.
Well, President Biden set the standard for how to handle a black Supreme Court nominee in the way he treated Justice Thomas.
Absolutely, he did.
All these many years ago. So
paved the way.
I'm sure the standard has been set.
Never forget. Hang on for me, if you will. All of this is being pulled from the pages of the TruthAboutGuns.com. The most prolific update you can find in the gun culture out there today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says President Biden does not care about drugs and human trafficking.
If he cared, he would step up and do something about it. But he does not care about the carnage that he's causing to lives and communities across the entire country.
Abbott telling reporters the White House is letting fentanyl and illegal immigrants come into the United States through Mexico. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring from the nation's highest court. While discussing his pending retirement, he spoke about the current state of America and addressed the next generation.
There are more than 330 million people. My mother used to say it's every race, it's every religion, and she would emphasize this, and it's every point of view possible.
Breyer retiring at the end of the court session in June. USA Radio News. The Milwaukee Police Department is providing an update on the situation involving six people who were found dead Sunday afternoon. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman saying several persons of interest are in custody in connection to the deaths.
We can report that we have four persons of interest in custody. These persons of interest are all adults. We're still trying to determine what their involvement was, if any, with this homicide. No charges have been referred to the DA's office at this time.
He says 12 hours before finding the bodies, a 911 caller claimed to be the victim of a shooting and directed police to two different locations in the vicinity of the homicide. Senator Mitch McConnell is reminding Americans we must never forget the Holocaust. Today is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's the 77th anniversary of the liberation of the Auschwitz concentration camp, where hundreds of survivors were freed. USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion, well, excuse me, I don't have that. Not in this portion, anyway. And, but I am joined by Editor-in-Chief of The Truth About Guns, Dan Zimmerman. Florida. I'm in South Carolina, and Florida, until recently, Florida and South Carolina had one thing in common. We were the only two shall-issue states that had no provision for open carry.
Well, you beat them on that one, didn't you?
In South Carolina, if you have a permit to conceal carry, you can open carry.
That's the law here in Texas as well.
Is it really?
It is.
So, constitutional carry is concealed?
Constitutional carry is concealed here.
Okay. Does that make any sense to you?
I can see why some people don't like that and think it should be either open or concealed. I personally don't have a problem with it because I prefer concealed over open anyway, but I see the apparent contradiction.
Right.
But I can certainly live with where we are right now and be very happy with that. The state has also greatly reduced all the fees involved with getting concealed carry permits and all that. So they make it for those who do want to get a permit, they make it much less expensive and less burdensome. But I know in their states, Florida among them, where it is not inexpensive to get a carry permit,
right?
Both in time and in money out of your pocket.
In Florida?
Yeah.
How much does it cost to get a permit in Florida?
Lewis. Detailed in this post, I want to say it was about $120 total, yeah. Plus the class that you have to take. I think it was a 4-hour class, if I'm remembering incorrectly. incorrectly. I apologize. Oh, here it is. Costs on average $119 in government fees. You get a carry permit. That doesn't include the training class fees, the state mandate. The usual costs range between $50 to $100 to take three to four hours of course.
Right.
So that, you know, we're talking about $170, close to $200. That's not cheap.
No.
And that hits people at the lower end of the income spectrum much harder than it does anybody else.
When they passed this law in South Carolina, they did away with the state fee to get the permit. So now all you got to do is pay for the class and get your fingerprints done and some other stuff. So, but they're also, but in Florida, they're actually attacking the constitutional carry item, which here in South Carolina, they don't have any plans to take up unless, I guess, they get forced to, because we copy everybody in South Carolina.
No, that's really happening in Florida right now. They're getting embarrassed, and they're getting forced into it. This is why momentum has apparently increased, and pressure is being brought to bear on the legislature there. To be honest, a lot of that happened here in Texas, too. Certain high officials in the state were not enthusiastic about passing constitutional carry. Finally, the governor said that he would sign the bill if it got to his desk. That increased the pressure. But the lieutenant governor, who is very powerful in the state, was known to be not a fan of constitutional carry, but the pressure built to the level where he could no longer.
But for what reason? Why is he against it?
I don't know. I don't know if it is, if it's a personal dislike for constitutional carry. I don't know if there are constituencies who are pressuring him not to do it. For instance, in Florida, it said that Disney and the travel and entertainment industry obviously hold great sway over what goes on there. And
sure,
a lot of people think that they are no fans of that, and they are worried that permitless carry in Florida might discourage some people from visiting Sunshine State. I totally disagree with that. I doubt that will happen at all.
Yeah, but I mean, that would be if Florida was the first state doing it.
Right, exactly. We're talking now they would be the 22nd state if they do it next.
Right.
So there's no shortage of predecessors. No shortage of other states that have gone down this road, that have not seen the blood running in the streets and the shootouts in the parking lots and all that. So it's easy to counter that with logic. Unfortunately, logic holds no sway over the moms in the red shirts who are going to march outside the legislature and knock on the doors and say, you know, and say, don't do this because it's going to, you know, all our children are going to die and no one is ever going to visit Disney World again.
It's amazing. It's amazing the misinformation that they will throw out there that everybody will believe, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I mean, that's but we're up against that in literally every state.
Yeah.
You know, they recruit chiefs of police, they recruit concealed carry trainers, and they march them before the cameras, and they all testify how it would be a huge mistake and radically dangerous to enact the law like that.
My former state senator, when I lived in another county, he was in charge of the Judiciary Committee. And that was where that bill had to pass, open carry or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me over the phone, and he was a Republican, he told me over the phone that constitutional carry would mean that criminals could carry guns. And if we had open carry in the state, that the police would not be able to tell the criminals from the good guys. And I asked him, I said, so is South Carolina law enforcement so stupid that they can't do what 19 or 20 other states are already doing?
Exactly.
And
it's South Carolina law enforcement so stupid that they think that criminals aren't carrying guns already?
Yep. So. Yeah,
exactly.
And I mean, he's a Republican, and this kind of thing just reminds me of what I always say: any politician is only as good as his staff.
Right.
And
most of these people have no experience whatsoever in any area about which they are legislating. They literally know nothing, unless they're a doctor and they're legislating about medical billing or something like that, or they happen to have a background in a specific area.
Right.
The average legislator, if he's ever fired a gun, it's when he's a kid and grandpa took him out hunting. Hunting rabbits one time or something like that. They don't know anything about guns. They don't know anything about gun rights. All they know is that traditionally the GOP is for them and the Dems are against them. And that's about the extent of their knowledge on guns in the Second Amendment.
Wow. Coming up on the next break now, Truth About Guns. I have long followed the Truth About Guns. There was a time when I could have been just called the Truth About Guns Radio. I've used a lot of their articles over time as show prep simply because of all the things that they cover. And if you're looking to be in the know as to what's going on, if you want to be an activist, one of your stops along the way to make sure of what's happening in the gun culture is the truthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I have been talking with Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com, who could not make it Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday. And I'll be honest with you. I'm very pleased you came on with me, but I think you may have jumped it by about 2 days.
You like something sick?
Well, you just sound like you're a little wore out.
To be honest, I am. I've not been able to get through an afternoon without collapsing for about an hour, hour and a half, at least for a nap. This really does drag it. I feel much better, but it really does make you tired. So.
Yeah, we didn't even, I mean, normally we just do it by text, and I'm like, hey, you good for today on Monday? And, like, he came to me and said, I can't make it. And I could just, I could hear it in the text. So yeah. I'm glad you are feeling better, but
that was 1 million I got, but whatever it is, it does tire you out.
So there was a raid in Las Vegas where a 19-year-old who they say was in the headline, it says uninvolved.
Right.
Does that mean that 19-year-old did not exist there, as far as they were concerned, in a need to come in and have their little kinetic operation?
Well, it means that the Las Vegas police SWAT team was executing an early morning warrant service for an individual. And they went to his address, which is an apartment building, and they announced themselves a couple of times and started using the battering ram on the door and threw a flashbang in through a window they built. And when they did that, just inside the door in the living room, there was a man sleeping on the couch there, and that man was not the person they were after. And when they came through the door, that man opened fire on them, wounding, I think, at least 2 officers. I think he hit another one, but that didn't wound him. I think he hit him in equipment. And they returned fire and killed the man, a 19-year-old. The LVPD has since released video, body cam video, of that whole incident from a number of angles, and it's worth watching if your listeners are of the mind to do that. It's not easy to watch.
Right.
It's kind of graphic. There's some pictures there, some blood spattered equipment, you know, on the officers. This wasn't technically a no-knock raid. They did announce themselves for a few seconds before they opened the door, but it was early. This guy was apparently sleeping there on the couch. I mean, you could see him lying there as the cops come through the door. The announcements, you know, may have been enough to wake him up. But then probably the first thing that really he realized when something was going on is when a flashbang exploded in the room with him. And he probably had no idea what was going on. And all of a sudden, the door burst open and in came the cops. And as I said, he opened fire and they returned. Looks like the cops involved are going to be okay. All the one was fairly seriously wounded. But he is dead.
Yeah, that one cop just dancing all around him as he's lighting him up, isn't he? Now, I'm not listening to the audio of this. Do we know who they were after, and was the person they were after actually in this building?
We do know who they were after. I don't have the name handy. But that person was not in the building. He was not in that apartment at that time at all, is my understanding. I don't know. If he hadn't come home that night, if he's working, I don't know what the situation was, but he was right. Not there. This person was there. I don't know what his relationship was to the actual target of the warrant. These things happen, and they are terrible, and they, a lot of people think that cops are too militarized and too, that there's no reason to execute a warrant in a manner like this.
That's the other thing. I'd love to know what the warrant was for, because there absolutely is a reason to execute a warrant like that. But a lot of times, they sort of go beyond those reasons, don't they?
Correct, yeah. I mean, if this is somebody who wanted for murder, known to be armed and dangerous, is on the run and all that, there can be reasons. Unfortunately, again, I don't have that information as to what this person was wanted for. I want to say it was a drug charge, but I'm not positive of that. I just know that in a lot of similar situations in the past, people who were not holed up, were not known to be armed and dangerous, that type of thing, have been the target of these kinds of dynamic entry tactics, and bad things have happened. This was an apartment building. You could have had bullets go through walls and other apartments, hitting other people. These things have happened in the past.
Now, see, I have no problem with the cops doing their job. I do think they have to do a lot of due diligence if they're going to do this kind of operation. I do think they need to really find a way to make sure that person's in the building before they go in there.
Couldn't agree more. And unfortunately, we've also seen a lot of times when they've gotten the wrong address.
Right.
When they barged into building, either standalone homes or apartments that have absolutely nothing to do with the warrant they're going after, and they got bad information, and they went to the wrong house, and all of a sudden you've got innocent people with armed police barging in, sometimes opening fire, sometimes the people, you know, who aren't in any way involved in illegal activity, all they know is somebody's breaking into their door, they open fire.
Right, right.
You know, defending themselves against what they think is a home invasion. And they end up getting shot, or they end up killing a cop, these are terrible situations. You're right. I don't have any problem. I mean, you're right. Sometimes cops do need to do their jobs and do it in this way, but they need to exercise all kinds of due diligence before they do it.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. I just, you know, the in these instances where they kill the wrong guy, right, where they kill somebody who just thinks he's defending his house, I think that's in, I think they do. I think they should have unqualified immunity, except they do need to qualify it that as long as they're doing things by the book and doing things correctly and everything else, if they make a mistake, I'll bet you if they were put in a position where if they make a mistake and they can be found liable for you know, going in on the wrong house and doing the wrong thing, I bet you they would be more careful.
I couldn't agree more. They're risking their freedom or their family's finances if they are cavalier or reckless in the way that they do these things. They'll be a whole hell of a lot more careful about it.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's what I think you should do. I think you should go make yourself some nice hot soup. Maybe some nice hot coffee to go with some nice hot soup. And, you know, call it a day. Truth about guns. The truth about guns will still be the truth about guns tomorrow. And, you know, I appreciate you taking the time to come join me today.
Always happy to help and glad to talk to you.
And for those of you that have never been to the Truth About Guns, well, you should probably go to thetruthaboutguns.com. They like breaking news. When they do breaking news, it really is breaking news. You're not going to find it anywhere that fast. And I know there's a lot of reasons why you won't, but primarily because Dan is always sitting there at the gateway to upload the story. And that's the big difference. A lot of other sites have a process you got to go through, not Dan. So coming up next, we're going to talk about stalking. With a victim of stalking, Nikki Gozer, this is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.